Day 28. Why not editor? Comparable.
We've looked at written consonants that show up in the pronunciation of one word and disappear in a related word, like in thimble, thumb, and looked at consonants that you pronounce differently in a pair of related words, like revise, revision. What about vowels?
What about them, Marta?
Well, to start with, there are tons of word groups that have vowels that sound the same. Here, let me write some of them for you.
Manager, professor, familiar, sulfur, mystery, history, primary, injury, inquiry.
Wait a minute. You can't write them like that, Marta. Don't you know how to spell?
What do you mean?
All the spellings are wrong except for manager and mystery.
But all of these ER and ERY endings sound the same, don't they?
Sure, but...
Let me interrupt, Patrick. What do they all have in common? The endings, I mean.
Well, they all have an R sound.
Okay, but what else? Do you put stress on these endings? Do you say manager, mystery?
No, just the opposite. Stress the endings and you find yourself almost saying managerial, mysterious.
Try doing the same thing with the others. Adding stress to the parts with the ER sound, I mean. See what you come up with.
Okay. Professorial, historical, familiarity, primarily, sulfuric, injurious, inquire.
Any comments?
Familiar words. I guess they're the corresponding adjectives except for inquire, which is a verb.
Anything to conclude from this?
So we're faced with a choice. Either we let the spelling stay closer to the actual sound, like with history versus historical, or we let the spelling show the relationship between the two, like history, historical. And from history, we certainly don't want to get hysterical. That would be hysterical.
So is the choice a difficult one?
Not if I want to be able to read the language. That one's a no-brainer.